Blog Talk Radio.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. Good vibrations.
Everybody, and welcome to Positive Living Vibrations. And tonight we're going to be going bold, being gutsy, and breaking the business rules with Marla Dennis. Welcome to my show. And before we get to Marla and standing tall and strong in your own business without any apology, I wish to update you on my own new site and my True Colors program. My site has had some teething problems, so we transferred it over to a new host and seemed to lose the material along the way. But it is hopefully working now and at least basic. So my new site name is much more simpler for you. ChoosePositiveLiving.com. That's ChoosePositiveLiving.com. So much easier for you to remember. And I have an offer for the listeners. I have one free True Colors assessment with any full program that's committed to. What are your true colors? Well, you've all heard the expression, showing your true colors. Well, you are born with these personality traits, and they will dictate your perception in life and how you interact and how you receive information and how you will actually interact with other people. So my program will show you what your personality trait is and then how to actually speak to people so they can comprehend you from your perspective instead of speaking at them. So, can you feel it? The change is taking place. It is happening in dreams, in our emotions, in our feelings. We do not quite understand what our feelings are, but we know that we feel different. Right now, there is this flu pandemic going around the world, and many, many people are becoming very, very sick. I'm looking at it as part of a cleansing, a part of a getting rid of the old, clearing things out, and you're going to feel like new, absolutely marvelous when this flu has left you. And I can hear my producer in the background going, oh yeah, she's really sick right now with two kids, so let's send some blessings her way. So these changes that are here, they're here for a reason. They're here to shake us up. There's a new energy, a new vision, a new attitude that is serving us well. Don't get stuck in the beginning. It's loosening you up. You know, let it go. Let the things that have crippled you in the past, let them go. You may be stuck right now, but you're going to see the end of the tunnel very, very soon. This new energy is changing how we do business. We no longer look at the suit as the authenticity. We look at the authenticity of the person, not the corporation. It is about soulpreneurs in business today, and it's climbing, and each and every one is intending to make it big. When I started in my work, I was just considered a hippie, far-out chick with a philosophy that was hard to swallow. Now today, I'm seeing so many people awakening their possibilities and embracing their potential and living in that authenticity. So many teachers, coaches, counselors, and that is absolutely fantastic because they're here to help you cross over into your own awakening. But back then, it was just not something that was registered. So how do you stand tall above the crowd where everyone else is using their own technique but kind of along the same genre? Well, this is what this show is all about. Marla Dennis is claiming that 2013 as the year of compelling, bolder brand content, which moves people to action even more. In this year of being bolder, more gutsy, and breaking more rules in not only your content and brand, but how you operate in your business. As she puts it, using a personal brand is charisma marketing and is crucial in today's business marketing. She comes from a film background with film studios, publicists, agents, and managers in the entertainment industry have used this strategy for decades, and it works. Marla used it in all her clients' media campaigns as a publicist in her former 20-year career. Marla has been on my show before. She was on about branding, and we are a brand. It's not so much of what we're selling. It is really who we are. As I said, there are so many people out there doing the same thing, but you want to stand tall above the crowd. You want people to feel your vibration and see your signature. So this is the information, mindful information, that she's going to share with us today to propel us forward. So let's bring her on to enlighten us. Hello, Marla, my darling. How are you doing?
I am absolutely wonderful. Wow. You're a great host. I love how you speak.
Oh, thank you.
Really.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
So I know that you're eager to go. And you've got so much to tell us, and I know we've got a short amount of time in which to put it in. I'm just going to hand it over to you, my dear, and let you out of the gate. Tell us how we stand tall and be gutsy and break the business rules.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for that. You know, you're right about when you said it's about who we're being, you know, in that personal brand. Big difference between being and doing, right, Sarah? All right, so we all jumped into 2013 with a blast of high energy. Did you feel it? Because I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the talk out there, as Sarah was saying, the talk out there is really how abundant 2013 will be as a result of this big energetic shift that we had all year long that led up to that 12-21-12 day, you know, with the Mayan calendar shifting and all of that. But there really, truly was a very large energetic shift. So it's no coincidence all the online experts are pointing to 2013 as being the year of compelling content, which also is required for strong Google rankings and better engagement in your social media channels and better online community building. So it follows then how even more important it is to stand out today with your brand given the volume and density of online content. So let's go a step further. I'm claiming, as Sarah had mentioned earlier, 2013 as the year of compelling, bolder brand content, which moves people to action even more. So it is the year of being bolder, more gutsy, and breaking more rules in not
That's
only
wonderful.
Your content and brand, but how you operate in your business. You know, I recently read Kate White. She's the former editor-in-chief of Cosmo magazine, and now she's on her own. She's pursuing, like, this global speaking and author platform, and she's known for being a rule breaker in the magazine industry. So as an author of, my gosh, she's got 4 books and 8 novels, and she really takes no prisoners when it comes to being bold. So in her, I heard in her last speaking campaign, it was called Go Big or Go Home. And it originated, that statement had originated for her from a conversation she'd had with an employee one day while working at Cosmo. And the employee said, you know, go big or go home, referring to when she goes out on the town in New York. And she said, you know, if you don't go out with the idea that you're going to have a heck of a good time, don't even bother.
Exactly.
And that kind of hit a chord for Kate, and she started to apply it to doing projects at Cosmo. So with this new mindset in hand, each time she and her staff wrote cover lines for the cover of Cosmo, she would ask, can we go bolder? Can we do it differently to take it to a new level? And she kind of laughs and says, if Jay Leno was not mocking our cover lines at least once a month, I was not doing my job.
Exactly.
What can you do that is more bold, more gutsy with your personal brand content? How can you be different and more innovative and more gutsy on your fan page, in your e-zine, which is your online newsletter, your blog articles, the headlines, speaking of cover lines, the headlines, your video scripts, the video headlines that you mark on your YouTube videos, okay? For those new to personal branding, it's taking essentially your offline life authentically and bringing it online via a compelling content. So it's the blending of your business and personal brand to become one. So you build the online audience for your expertise while you're serving, you know, the greater public. And this is often called charisma marketing, okay? And I had done that for, oh my gosh, 22 years in the entertainment industry, where I built traditional media campaigns for celebrities and visual performing artists. And there was really no big online thing going on then, so it was all through traditional media. But it's all of the same, so I'll get into a little bit more about that. So again, ask yourself each time, have I done it? Simply asking yourself as you write your content for your marketing, and this is all geared towards business owners, could this be bolder? Again, is there another approach? How can you break the mold, right, and break the rules to stand out in your industry? Speaking of standing out, here's another great example about, you know, the fashion designer Kate Spade. She took a bold route back when she was just starting out with her line of black nylon handbags. And she felt they were pretty simple, different, light, and easy. And it was like 11 o'clock at night, right before the day that she was going to be going to this trade show, right? It was the first time she was going to sell her fashion bags to the industry, to the wholesalers. But as she sat there, she realized there really wasn't anything interesting for the eye to go to. So she felt that, you know, these are good, but they're just not good enough. So she got out a pair of nail scissors and went into each bag and cut out her Kate Spade New York tag, the only one that sits inside there, and she sewed them on the outside of the bag. Now, that was breaking the rules, because unless you were some big name designer back then, you didn't place the name tags on the outside of a bag. But she did it with guts and glory. And that's
yes.
what she's right? So she did that.
Well, I mean,
that.
Really,
now
we do pay more attention. We pay
more attention to people that are bold,
right? You know, they're the leaders. We follow them because they're making the most noise. They're bringing, you know, the eye to you, to themselves. And so they're going to demand that attention. And we've got to demand that attention.
To demand the attention. It's okay. And I'm going to get into more of the psychological stuff in a minute about it, because some people have a real aversion to it. So anyway, so Kate Spade, yeah, she's now, you know, a multi-million dollar fashion brand today. Because her willingness, and I'm encouraging you as well, her willingness to go gutsy, bolder, and break the rules made history for her, all right? I mean, even this year for myself, I'm going bolder by doing this campaign, by doing this theme for the entire year about encouraging others to go bolder, be more gutsy. I'm doing more. I'm getting out and speaking more. I'm making more noise online, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, you know, doing the best that I can to walk that talk. All right, another great example of taking, or I should say thinking bold and taking an action that will position you as a leader in your industry, even if you're just starting out. My mentor, Allie Brown, in her earlier days, was back about in 2005, when she was just coming out on the front lines of information marketing and her speaking platform. And she was attending events where these high-profile people were, and she was at one of Mark Victor Hansen's events. And he was pretty big at the time. And he attracted hundreds and hundreds of people, including myself. I went to a few of those. And what she did to stand out, to be able to attract these speakers and eventually build a relationship with them, is she and her friend invested in a hospitality suite at the hotel where they were having the event at, and she held a party after the event. And it was a private party, so she invited the speakers and some other, you know, people in her industry, and it positioned her as an equal to these speakers.
Absolutely.
And it worked so well for 3 years in a row that she actually positioned herself as the leader in the industry with these same speakers. So she was doing workshops at the time, but not in the same volume, you know, as Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
But by the third year, people were asking about her party and if they could be invited. So she chose to do something bold and break the rules. This helped build her brand and her name in the eyes of higher profile group of people who attend these educational events, like she was trying to build, and with her own business.
She was being a leader.
She was being a total leader And mm-hmm. having that, you know, you always think of the end in mind. So she took a bold action to create
yes.
these parties, these after parties. A lot of times people kind of hang out at the bars or they go mm-hmm. and they have something to eat, you know, in the local hotel after these events. Well, she tends to be someone who loves to have fun besides being the amazing entrepreneur that she is. But she always wanted to have fun at what she was doing. So she decided to invest. I think she spent about $500 between her and her friend. They invested together, and they got this hospitality suite, and it became this known, how are you going to Allie's party? And no, and
uh-huh.
it was a nobody. Yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a bold
well, everybody
move.
That's somebody to... was once a nobody, right? So it's just that they knew how to market. I mean, the prime person for marketing themselves is Lady Gaga and Madonna.
That's
I mean,
right.
they're brilliant at it.
They're brilliant at it. I mean, oh, my God, Lady Gaga, talk about going bold. I mean, that's her, you know. And
yes.
the person behind all that boldness image, if you will, is someone that, you know, you, next door. In fact, I was reading an article about her. She could be your next-door neighbor.
Yeah.
But she knew how to capture
yeah.
the emotional attention of her audience, right, online and offline. So one place, let me talk about a couple of actions here. One place to start with your bolder personal brand content is your bio, your about page. Okay, does it read like a resume or a plain vanilla, you know, piece of story? Right? Go bold in telling your story to inspire others. Be sure to include your struggle to victory moments and accomplishments, because today we want to inspire engagement, connection. We want to inspire people to take an action. And you do that by building an emotional resonance with your readers, whether it's on your site, on your fan page, maybe you're engaging in a group on LinkedIn, your blog articles. You know, in this case, your personal brand effectiveness starts with your story and how you overcame odds to be where you are today. And then you weave in the personal triumphs, you know, with the business content. You want to create a juicy, authentic, real story for your readers to relate to. Because people, again, they want to be inspired. They go online for information. Mm-hmm. Now you have their captive, you know, their attention. Make it something that they can emotionally connect with. Being inspired, it's in our DNA, you know. This is the first place I started. And I usually get comments, you know, even today about my raising a son as a single mother and I overcame breast cancer and I ran a business and, you know, running this PR company, all right? There, but you notice there was nothing about my expertise in what people are giving me comments about. Because,
precisely.
Yeah, people connect with stories. They connect with that human emotion, right?
It's more authentic.
It's very authentic.
And it's far more relatable. You know, you're somebody like me. If you can do it, I can do it. So you're far more inspirational.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And also be sure, and this is an area that, believe it or not, some entrepreneurs that I've come in contact with and started coaching with were a little hesitant on this, and that is, adding new client success stories to your website, testimonials,
mm-hmm.
and then what you do with them is you repurpose them in all of your marketing. In other words, it's okay, blow your horn, but you're
yes.
doing it in a very savvy manner. So you want to repurpose
yes.
excerpts of these testimonials, these stories on your fan page, in your e-zine, on your blog posts as you're writing about your expertise and then you give an example of a success story. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that's going, believe it or not, that's going bold, opposed to just kind of letting it sit on your website. Take that
and
stuff.
And also, we don't have to put the person's name in, you know, like avatars. People can have a pseudo name. You know,
yeah.
the story is true, but if the person wishes to be discreet, then that's perfectly right. You know, you can have a little avatar of the person that you're speaking about, but it is your validation. It is
very,
your certification.
It's, I mean, I'm always telling my clients, you know, your testimonials, your success stories, it's your gold. It's your hidden gold, and let them speak for you. I mean, in every single e-zine that I do, my online newsletter that goes out to all my subscribers, every issue I have a client success story. And it then leads to, you know, something that they can take an action on. But I'll use their testimonial as their story, right? So, again, that's about your credibility, just like what, you know, what you were saying, Sarah. So, all right, so let's talk for a moment about your brand and how you're perceived, all right, how you're perceived. And, you know, my mentor told me a story about this wealth seminar that she went to. And she happened to be walking in the parking lot back, you know, to her car about the same time the speaker was. Now, you know, Allie is not a judgmental person. She knows some people that just, you know, they don't necessarily fancy, you know, high-profile cars, and maybe they place their money elsewhere. But when she saw this expert whose topic was wealth, and this woman climbed into an older, somewhat beat-up car, you know, Allie could not help think differently about this speaker. So perception, right? Now, I'm not advocating going out and buying a new car, obviously, but just be careful how you're perceived, right? And be more bold in the choices you make about your appearance, your clothes, how you carry yourself at events, your visible lifestyle. Now, I'm always underlining this with being authentic to who you are. You know, how you carry your energy, how you carry yourself, how are people perceiving your brand and what you're doing, okay?
And actually, fact, if I may interject here, this is where the True Colors is absolutely fabulous because it gives you an understanding of your personality, how other people perceive you, and that sometimes you do have to hold back, you know, from your gregarious personality or your analytical personality, you know, because you're talking to somebody who doesn't think that way. And it's how to adjust your persona so that other people can hear you instead of always just imposing your own. What do you mean you don't get it? Well, you can't do that, right? It's so you understand, you learn to listen. Who are they? How are they speaking? What is their personality trait? Ah, so therefore they must be this person or that person. I adjust my dialogue to speaking to them instead of at them. We can be very passionate about what we have, but we have to learn to communicate in a way, not just always from our perception, but learn to adjust it to perceive what others are needing from us.
And that is the same type of strategy as well online when you're on your social media channels. The same thing, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let me give you...
But don't write something you know you're going to regret.
Well, for sure. To kind of wrap this up, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three quick important mindset and action tips for going bold and breaking the rules, okay? So number one, create your own economy. Regardless of the economy around you, going bold means finding a mentor who you resonate with and learn from them. Let them lead the way for you and help you find your way in the dark. This way you learn how to create your own economy quicker instead of a big learning curve. You start with being authentic and bolder in your content. You show up more online and often, right? And being bolder in your consistency. Okay, a lot of people are afraid, oh, no, I don't want to send too many emails or I don't want to show up too often, you know, on my fan page or on Twitter. Now, there's many in my industry that they're like me. It's like, let's go. But many people that I coach, they're afraid they're doing too much. Well, there's so much online density. Get out there, for gosh sake.
Exactly.
Trust me, your one email isn't going to be seen very much.
Yeah, exactly.
The squeaky wheel gets the oil. Make sure it's always savvy and compelling. And if you're dabbling on your Facebook or Twitter page, you're doing a major disservice to your business. The way to build your own economy is being bold in your content and online brand. You know, say what others are not willing to say in your industry. Okay, be the one that's known for innovative information and what everyone versus, you know, what everyone else is doing. So do your homework, stay ahead of the game, research more, and educate yourself. and continue to ask yourself, can I do this bolder? Can I write this bolder? You know, can I be more gutsy? Okay. Again, people are looking, you know, for answers online. All right, so number two is be bold and say no more often. Most of your success as an entrepreneur is saying no more often than saying yes. Be bold and get clear on what is your message and what your expertise is by doing a soulful inventory. What do you really want to serve others? How do you want to serve? And how can you do it differently and bolder? And then learn how to communicate that via your website, social media, your blog, and your e-zine. Eliminate what you don't need. You know, I learned to stay focused on one project at a time and stop multitasking so much and stay focused on what brings you closest to your clients and revenues. You know, be diligent in what needs to be delegated to, let's say, an intern. You know, get an intern or a virtual assistant. Say no to time-wasting projects, right, that you think are important but are not directly giving you exposure, income, or credibility. All right? Revenue-producing bold actions.
Or planting seeds.
Yep.
You've got only a couple of minutes left here. Let's quickly
okay.
have the three because I want to make sure everybody knows how to get hold of you.
Okay. And then number three is go within by letting go of self-imposed limitations. Ask the universe for guidance. Ask to be shown your next opportunity that will take you to your next level and your next version of yourself. Okay, we're always evolving. All right, so yes, what you can do, and here's what I'm offering for your listeners, Sarah, is go bold, break the rules, a private 60-minute brainstorming phone session with me, all right?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to give this to the first five who register for only $45. It's normally $200. So I'm going to do this out of, you know, me wanting to support at least five of you that want to jump on this. And as well, I'll gift you with my 12-page report, How to Turn Your Personality into Online Influence, More Credibility, and More Conversion. And all you have to do is go to, here's the URL, tinyurl.com/gobold2013. So again, tinyurl.com/gobold2013. And it's a page that you can quickly register and invest your $45, and then I'll get in touch with you. My website is ecreativebiz.com, again, ecreativebiz.com, and you can find me on Facebook at either Marla Dennis or Social Media Savvy with Marla Dennis.
Wonderful.
There you have it.
I've got to have you back again, and I will in a month or two. I'm booked into the middle of March, but I'm going to, even if I double you up with someone, you're back. I'd like to have
Aww.
You back at least every 5 or 6 weeks just to kind of stay on top of this with new tips and new guides and maybe even getting some people that are following that plan to come along and share along with us. So thank you so much, Marla. It's far too short a time. Got to have you back, but these are great tips. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. It does go by fast, doesn't it?
It goes way too fast, and you're a delight, and you're so easy to follow. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Okay, love. God bless. All right. Well, gosh, where did the time go? Next week on Positive Living Vibrations, I have Tina Nias. And she did a wonderful thing. She did an interview a day for 100 days on people's perspective of love. And she's going to come along and talk to us about love perspectives and the experience that she's found in the world with it. So interviews on love, and she shares it with us here next week. So remember to tune in. Also, please remember to go to choosepositiveliving.com on my site. My True Colors is very pertinent to helping you understand who you are and how other people perceive you. So it's a wonderful business tool in your everyday life and in your business life. And I'm there for you. Please do contact me. You can contact me at positiveliving@outlook.com. So that's positiveliving@outlook.com. And the site is choosepositiveliving.com. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. For all of those that are sick with the flu, may you get better very, very soon. And, you know, it doesn't matter what changes you're going through or what keeps hitting you guys, just get back up. You can stand tall again. And remember, the way to stand out is to offer somebody something that they want, and that is the authenticness of you. You care for yourself, so therefore you're going to care for them. And that will make you stand out above the crowd. Your business is who you are. So be the very best you can be and be very, very proud about it. Have a fabulous week, everybody. Remember to tune in with us next week. And I look forward to finding you on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, and on Positive Living Vibrations. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye. Good vibrations of my and I feel.